The American Broadcasting Company presents Paul Whiteman's Forever Top. Featuring the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus and our singing star, Eugenie Baird. Some songs fade without a memory, but others live on to play on our heartstrings forever. These are the songs which our Dean of Modern American Music plays now. And here he is, Director of Music for the American Broadcasting Company and Master of Ceremonies for the Radio Hall of Fame program, Forever Pops, Forever Tops himself, Paul Whiteman.
Thanks, dear Andrew. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Forever Top Club. You know, we sort of like to think of our Monday night meetings as a club, gathering place where we can get reacquainted with some of the old songs that never die, the tunes that are forever tops. But right now, let's say hello to our singing star, Eugenie Baird. Well, Jeannie, how's our lush thrush this evening?
Pops, I'm feeling great. Just raring to go.
Raring to go? Mm-hmm. My, the younger generation. Say, I think we'll put you to work right now.
Good with me, Pops. You pick the year and the title, and I'll do my best with the lyrics.
And your best means it's going to be great. So let's flip our calendars back to 1925. The song is Who, and Eugenie Baird and the orchestra give it the lead-off spot in tonight's Forever Tops meeting.
Dream all day, dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Means my happiness too. Would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Members do a bit of concentrating. But right here is where we start guessing at which tune from some particular year has been the favorite tops winner from then until now. Tonight, the year in question is 1929. And some of the ace songs from that year were Ain't Misbehavin', Siboney, Happy Days Are Here Again, Without a Song, and Song of the Island. So why not give that deck of titles a good shuffle and see if you can deal yourself the winner. At the end of the show, we'll turn over the dealer's card and have you meet the forever tops winner for 1929. But right now, a special tribute to another all-time Forever Tops. Ago last December, a young man of 18 named Stephen Foster copyrighted his first song, the first of many songs, tender, somber, or spirited, which have won for him and his music the full right to be acclaimed forever top. They were simple tunes that appealed to the simple soul of the America of his day. and they have lived on in our hearts, in our minds, as an ever-growing tribute to the lyrical genius of Stevens Collins Foster.
Thank you. banjo. Ring, ring the banjo.
A vote of the members, they'd agree.
Oh, and that's for sure, Jeannie. Isn't it wonderful how some of the old tunes stay alive? For instance, there's I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. I can remember when my mother used to play the Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu.
And now, in 1946, Chasing Rainbows is a big hit all over again.
Well, let's give an old friend a helping hand, Jeannie, and the orchestra and chorus will come right along with you. Let's go.
Thank you.
Time already? Time to uncover our forever top winner for tonight? Okay, Keith, look over your cards. And those of you who were upping the ante on a tune called Si Bonnet can reach for the chips right now. Yes, sir, Si Bonnet is a 1929 champ. So here's the orchestra and chorus with the forever top winner of that year, Si Bonnet.
Captivating, captivating, Si Bonnet.
Finale of the Fandango for tonight, friends. But try to tune our way next week, when we'll bring you more of the songs that never die, the music that is forever tops. Now for the orchestra and chorus, and for our singing star, Eugenie Baird, this is yours forever, Pops Whiteman, saying good night with a pluff.
And join us again next week at this time over most of these same stations for Paul Whiteman and more music that is forever tops. And listen to the Radio Hall of Fame program with Paul Whiteman over this network next Sunday. Pierre-André speaking. Forever Tops is directed by Dick Willen. Comes to you from Hollywood. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.